This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Speed cameras go into effect in San Francisco today, and for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, let's dive a little deeper. How do these tickets differ from regular speeding tickets?
Well, fundamentally, it doesn't put a point against your license at the DMV, and here's why. Basically, well, these are parking tickets. The target is the car. The camera takes a picture of your license plate, not who's driving it. So rather than a cop pulling you over, taking your ID and saying, Margie Schaefer drove at this speed, what they're saying is this car was seen driving at this speed. So the ticket goes to the car owner, whether they were driving it or not, and it's like a parking ticket. You pay it through sort of a civil action rather than the DMV. Okay. No point against your license. No need to go to driver's school.
Okay, so is it like the red light ticket?
Well, yeah, it's like the red light. Okay, it's got a lot of similarities to it. And it's also, you know, you got a 10-mile-an-hour breathing room on this. Now, Some cities have zero breathing room. You go, it's posted at 20 and you go 21, they're going to click you and you're going to have to pay. San Francisco and other cities, San Jose's going to probably roll them out later this year. Oakland has permission to, but who knows when they'll get around to it. But you get a 10-mile leeway. So let's say it's a 25 zone. You're not going to start seeing tickets getting clicked until you hit 35 plus. Now, that's a pretty big leeway, you know. I mean, going 35 to 25, that's a pretty big jump. Now, you'd say, how often does that happen? Maybe 1 out of 10 times, but in some quarters like Harrison Street between 4th and 5th Street, for example, the SFMTA clocked 1 out of 4 drivers as going, you know, 10 or more miles over the speed limit. So this is a way to slow people down.
But it's also good to have that buffer. Does the city have warning signs up?
Well, as we heard this morning, they didn't see them, so they're supposed to. They're supposed to let motorists know that you're entering a photo zone. Now, they supposedly have billboards up informing them of it, but you know, we'll have to see specifically where they are and if they're following it.
And then just briefly, politics behind these.
Well, what they're trying to do is get people to slow down. And this took repeated times through the state legislature, even to get a pilot program for 5 cities to do this. And like I said, San Francisco's one, San Jose's another. We'll see what Oakland has permission, but we'll see what they're going to do. There was objections to it, some from the Highway Patrol and other groups that saw it as, you know, that's their job to do it. But they're giving way to the idea of, you know, between the warnings and the leeways, and it not being DMV, give cities a try because they're just trying to reduce the fatalities in the cities. So keep your eye out. You might be on not candid camera, but on speed camera.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.